or Andy Viva, or even yell from the shower, hey, Linda, can you come here, Linda? Linda?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Driving to Work podcast, where this is a test that I will drive to work and record a quote-unquote podcast. So, my name is Ernesto. I sometimes pronounce it Ernesto, depending on the situation and environment that I'm in. I'm in my car right now, so I'm going to go ahead and turn down my air conditioner / heater. I'm in California, so the temperature right now is a mild 55 degrees. And so it's nice outside, and there's not really a need for an air conditioner or a heater. So I'm on my way to work today. I'm actually running a little bit late. I usually leave anytime between 8:30 and 8:45. I start roughly around 9 o'clock, so that usually gets me there pretty close to my start time. Luckily, I'm in a job that I don't necessarily need to be right on the dot. I don't clock in, I don't punch in. Whatever time I get there, as long as it's reasonably close to 9 a.m. is usually okay. I work for a social services department, specifically in the area of social work. And I've been doing this kind of work now since 1996, when I graduated from my undergrad program up in Northern California at Humboldt State University. And I got my degree at Humboldt in sociology, and I had a minor in criminal justice. And when I graduated, I really had zero plan. This is how prepared I was for the real world. I had zero plan of what I was gonna do with my life post-graduation. And so literally the day after I graduated, I was sitting on the porch at my friend's house, and we were drinking a beer, and my friend asked me, so what are you gonna do now? And I literally had no idea what I was going to do. I feel like it had never even crossed my mind. Maybe it had, and I just don't remember, but I didn't know what I was gonna be doing. So, I went back to my house, and I just kind of thought about it for a while, and somehow, a friend of mine whose sister worked for a local government organization in the social work field, had mentioned that there was a position that was going to be interviewing. And so I came back home. I left Northern California, well, far north, came back to the Bay Area, interviewed for the position, got the position, and from there, that's where my career started. And so I was only working 30 hours a week, making what I call now very little money, but at the time, it was close to what the highest amount that my dad had ever made in his whole life, so I thought I had it made. So I stayed in that job and continued to work for the same organization, and I still do. And years have passed, and through those years I've been in different departments, different areas, but always in the field of social work. You know, sometimes it's been the prevention department, it's been child welfare, it has been working in schools, doing school social work. So I've been all over the place, and that's been an opportunity for me to learn a lot of different areas of this job, of this role, of this type of work, and also meet a lot of interesting people along the way. So I am on my way to work. And usually when I go to work, I'm not thinking about actually my work that I'm heading to, because I'll have at least 8 hours to be thinking about that. But I'm usually thinking about the things that I do separate from that, and I'll get into that in a few minutes. But let me get back to that. All right, I'm back. I'm still trying to figure out this app. But, so when I'm on my way to work, as I was talking about, I'm thinking about things that I do apart or separate from, but kind of connected to my 8-to-5 job. So in recent years, I've always been interested in technology, and that's partially kind of why I'm testing out this app right now that allows me to create this podcast for you to to enjoy so much, as I'm sure you are. But anyway, I've been working on different ways to integrate technology and social work or social services or human services, people that work with people. Unfortunately, in our profession, there's usually a minimal amount of integration or use of technology in any, I would say, 21st century way. We do have technology, but I mean, literally, some of our main technology that we use was developed in the early to mid 1990s. So we are, in my estimation, woefully behind in technology and our integration of technology into the profession. And so I'm trying to change that. I have a web app tool that I've developed for social workers to kind of help guide them in their daily work and provide them with some resources. And usually those types of tools that we have are just simply kind of encyclopedic. Like, you'll have an app, you can open it up, but it's just basically pages scanned out of a book of information. And that sometimes can be helpful for reference, but it's not very user friendly, and it's, I wouldn't call it very modern, I guess, let's say. So the one that I've developed is a little more intuitive, a little more interactive. It's more relational, so depending on what you click on or tap, you'll get specific information or responses. So I have that. I'm developing a bot. You know, this, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a new technology that is kind of an automated responder. So part of the work that I do, related to the work that I do, is the recruitment of foster families for children who need foster homes. And so I've developed this bot that helps anyone that's interested in becoming a foster parent to access information and to connect with people that can actually help them further. So this kind of is a supplement to, or maybe someday a replacement for, our teams and our staff having to go out on weekends to resource fairs and pass out flyers one by one to individuals who come up to the table. This is just a more modern version of being an information booth and having information available to people that are interested. So I've developed that. I'm beginning to develop a YouTube channel because I want people, and this is where it's related to the use of technology, but also in our profession, in my opinion, for a long time, we've allowed the media and the public to kind of define who we are and what the work that we do is. And I feel like we kind of need to reclaim our space and our identity and define ourselves and let the world know who we are and what we do in reality, and not just the media's perspective or some quote unquote fringe groups that have some ideas about the work that we do. So in saying that, I've created this YouTube channel that tries to spread that message and just give the perspective of the work that we do from actual people that do the work. And lastly, along with that, I have developed an online store where there are certain things that people in our profession use or need on a daily basis for work. Sometimes it's use, it's not need, and there's just kind of a certain style. You know, if you go to Wall Street, you may see people, you know, very business-like attire, suits and ties and tie clips and things like that. And, you know, some of our people need that type of stuff. because we do sometimes have to go to court or big important meetings, and we'll wear a suit and we'll wear a tie and a nice skirt or business outfit for a woman. But we also, there's a certain style that's, I don't know what you would even call it, a holistic kind of, you know, you'll see people with some kind of yoga, Buddhism inspired clothing, or there's just a certain style that I can't even explain. But if you work in the field, you know what that is. So the things like that are offered in my store. But in addition, and more importantly, things that we know we need, whether it's tablets and notepads and things for our jobs that we do out in the field with families, or, you know, nicer pens, or, you know, things that we may need in our office, desk organizers and things like that. So I've tried to create a space where people who work in these professions can come, and instead of searching all around Amazon, which I do sometimes too, but instead of searching all around, or sometimes these things are a little more specialized and you're not going to find them on Amazon, or driving all around town to try to find the things that you want or need, they're kind of all in one place. So, I'm probably a few minutes from work here now, so we'll end this pretty soon. But that is kind of the work that the things that I think about as I'm driving to work. I'm thinking about when I come home from work tonight, because usually I get home around 6 o'clock and I'll maybe hang out for a while, but at some point during the evening, I hunker down at my desk, and I usually work until 1 or 2 in the morning on this other stuff. And so, you know, as I'm driving to work, I'm thinking about, what am I going to do tonight? What do I need to continue working on? What, you know, what do I need to follow up on? And also, I forgot to mention, at lunch, almost every day when I take my lunch, I head over to Starbucks, I buy me my coffee, and I sit at the table for that hour, and I'll pound out also these types of things that I'm talking about, just working on these little side projects. So that's kind of what I'm usually thinking about. As I get a little closer, like I am now, I can see my building from where I am. I begin to, you know, transition into, okay, what do I need to do today? What are my first couple tasks that I need to get done as soon as I get into my desk, get into my office? And so that's kind of where I am right now. I'm shifting into that mode. So as I drive down the street and I'm almost at my building, I'll go ahead and sign off and end this quote-unquote podcast. It's been an interesting little process to record this and share somewhat nonsensical information, but it's maybe interesting to someone, I don't know. Anyway, it wasn't really meant to be interesting, and like I said in the beginning, I hope, I'm just trying to test this out and see what this technology allows for, and if it's something that I can integrate into what I'm doing. So if you've made it this far, I'm at 13 minutes 45 seconds. Thank you for listening. I don't even know yet on this app if you can interact or like or connect somehow or send a question. I doubt if anyone's even going to hear this, but if you do and if you want to connect and if there's the ability to do so, then please do so. I am about to park, so I'll cut it here. Thanks for listening. You know what? I'll take it to 15 minutes because I think that'll end it itself and my hands are not free. So, again, thanks for listening. We're down into the last 30 seconds now. I'm going to see if I can do any kind of editing on this. Maybe add some sound or, I don't know, some other little extras. Make it more interesting. Make it a little more dynamic. Again, just as a test. But if it ends up turning into something, then this will be episode 1. So 10 seconds. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. If it turns out, I hope to see you again. everybody, and welcome to the second edition, second volume, second chapter of this podcast. My name is Ernesto, for those of you who can't get that little R roll. And this is the second time I've tried to use this app and maybe create this little podcast here. A little bit about myself, if you haven't heard the first version of this. I have worked for a little more than 20 years in and around the field of social work, social services, human services. And during this recording of this podcast, I'm driving to work. This is basically the time of day when I can do this, so I'm trying it out. So, in that vein, on my way to work here, I thought, as I was brushing my teeth this morning and reflecting on, you know, not having to work tomorrow because of Thanksgiving, I started to think about, as we all do, what are we thankful for? And I was thinking, since I was preparing for work, I was thinking in particular, what am I thankful for about my work? So I thought that's a decent little topic for this discussion or podcast on my way to work today. So the first thing that I am thankful for in my particular line of work is that there is a such thing as social services or social work or therapy or counseling or whatever you want, whatever part of the job that I do and my colleagues, I'm just glad it exists. You know, it wasn't so long ago, a few generations ago, when nothing existed to assist or protect people that were in need. And, you know, at some point, religious or church institutions kind of took that over. And then there was not a lot of nonprofit or just private clubs and organizations that helped out with, you know, helping people who needed food or shelter or clothing. But eventually there's been more of an institutionalization of this kind of work. And there's some positives and negatives to that. But in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I just wanted to focus on the fact that there are opportunities for people who need things in this, at least in the United States and many other countries as well, an opportunity for them to have access to meet the things that will meet their needs. Now that's, as I mentioned, there's some positives and negatives to the way we've structured it in this country. There's a combination of governmental assistance as well as private or nonprofit assistance, and you know, that's too much to go into for the purposes of this podcast. But again, find just the fact that there's something available to help these people, especially in our current times in this country, where the reality is however you want to phrase it, of the funding and the opportunities for this type of assistance has either been cut or is being cut or is slated to be cut. So the fact that these things exist is so important now. The second thing that I'm thankful for is that let me pause this for a second and reset this recording. Stay tuned for the next number two. All right, so if you heard the first part of this podcast for today, you heard me talk about the first reason that I am thankful as a social worker on this particular date. You can go back and listen to that just one session before this. The second reason why I'm thankful is that I have the opportunity to work in this field. You know, there's a lot of us, many people who just as there are people who are just, it's in them to be an engineer, or it's in them to be a firefighter, or it's in them to be, you know, a chef. There are those of us who it's just in us to be a person that works with people, to help people, whether that's a social worker or a teacher or a psychologist or whatever it is, that I'm one of those people. And so I am just thankful that today and this week, this month, this year, and the past 20 something years, I've had the opportunity to work in this field and to do this type of work and help people and reap the rewards and benefits of seeing those people who have been helped. And you know, part of that comes for a lot of us from our background. We may have had experiences where we were, the shoe was on the other foot and we needed assistance, and we were the beneficiaries of someone who was doing this kind of work. And so it's certainly, to be in this position, it certainly feels good to be able to quote unquote give back, as many people call it. So that will take me to my number three reason, which will be in the next segment coming up right after this. So this is reason number three that I am thankful as a social worker. Again, if you haven't heard reason number two or number one, just go back to two little clip sessions. I don't know what they're called. And you'll hear those two reasons. But reason number three, I talked about being thankful that I have the opportunity to work in this field. Reason number three that I'm thankful is because there are so many opportunities in this field to do this type of work. So as I also mentioned, I've done similar types of jobs for the past 20 plus years. And in those 20 plus years, I've had so many opportunities to work in different settings, in different scenarios, with different people, and the diversity of opportunity that exists in this field is enormous. And if you're a person like me who doesn't always like to keep doing the same thing for a long, long time, I tend to want to do something and, you know, be proficient or get pretty good at it, but then my mind begins to want to move on to something new and challenge myself with something new. So this is the perfect opportunity in this field and profession to do that, because there are so many opportunities to do new things that all revolve around the same central theme of helping people, working with people, and serving, whether it's your community or just your fellow person. So that is reason number three that I am thankful that I have my particular job, and I've had this job over time. So those are the things that I am thankful for as they relate to my professional, official day job. Again, if you didn't hear these things, and if you're interested, you could just step back a couple of additions here on these podcasts, and you'll hear reasons one through three, this being number three. I am about to park. I'm in the parking garage at my office, and as I mentioned, I am recording these things on my way to work. So it is Thanksgiving Eve, I guess you would call it. I do have to work today for about a half a day and make sure I take care of some things so that people will, that I'm working for, will have a good holiday as well for Thanksgiving. And then I'll be calling it a day and focusing on family. So, as I put my car into park, thank you for listening. And if you hear this prior to Thanksgiving, and if you celebrate Thanksgiving, have a happy Thanksgiving, or have a good time if you do spend time with family and friends. And if you get a chance, you know, take the opportunity to help someone, to serve someone. Maybe you've got an elderly neighbor who doesn't have anyone visiting or something. Maybe you take them a plate, or maybe you carry someone's, you know, turkey or their bags out from the grocery store or whatever it is. I guarantee you that you will feel good when you serve and when you help people, and that in turn will become something that those people that you help may be thankful for, but you will be thankful for the opportunity to be able to help. So thank you, and I hope you listen in to the next one. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.